God put everything on this earth to be eaten. And everything that comes from the sea is blessed, you know?
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 208 and it's drowning in the sun. Yes, the British summer time is here, so of course, it's raining.
It's Radio
Shook.
to Radio Clash. That was The Look by Metronomy, which I saw live. They were very good live, actually. They won me over with they were supporting Pulp at Wireless, which I went to in early July. And no, they were very good live. I do heartily recommend them. I'm a bit quiet. Let's turn me up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. And the background, you're hearing some John Martin. A Day at the Sea, which is kind of a theme of this show, is Drowning in the Sun. Well, there's two themes. One topical, which is about the News of the World, Sun, News of the World closing Hatgate, Mini Dowler, all that sort of stuff. And then the other one is the fact that I've been walking along cliffs a lot. I've been doing a lot of cliff walking, a lot of walking along the sea. So certainly this, and sort of part of the next show, is songs that I have been listening to while walking on cliff tops. They kind of go very well and are all about I don't know what it is about the sea that makes people reflective. And also a lot of John Martin's tracks, a lot of folk tracks are all about the sea. It's something about the sea that does that. And I must say, it's my favourite thing to do, is walking along the sea. I hope you've all been well. I've been, I don't know, I can't remember when I last did a show, but certainly it was a while ago. I was talking about my eye twitch, which I found out actually was to do with calcium deficiency and nothing to do with stress at all. Well, probably stress didn't help. So it's totally pretty much gone away. But certainly that's why I started doing all the cliff walks and getting out in the sunshine, if there is any sunshine. Because it's currently this week, it's cloudy, looks like it's about to rain, and also it's been alternating this July between horrible showers and sort of brief sunny bits. And it's one of these things that obviously this is a classic British summer. We had a brilliant April, May was good, but then June, July have been shit. So it's kind of, but with bits where it's been good during the week, which I've not been working either. There's been a lack of work, which usually is the reason why I've been getting out, because if you sit at home, you just get a bit broody. But yeah, it is one of these things where I've been fortunate, because it seems like Mondays are really good weather. sometimes during later in the week are really good weather. And it's so I've been sort of going off to, I did the Weymouth to Lulworth walk, which was 10 miles, but it was actually more like 20 when you counted the fact the up and down bits. The bits of that were very scary. I did, on Sunday, I did Way Hastings to Fairlight Glen and back. It was a short one. And I also did Beachy Head to Cuckmerhaven, which is another 10-mile walk. So I've been walking long distance while listening to my iPod. Sometimes, actually, I just switch it off and just leave it off, but usually with my iPod and loads of rabbits for company and occasional walkers. Nobody like the bicyclist who decided last night when I was coming back, I was really happy. I'd come back, had a long walk and was listening to dub reggae, as you do, David Rodigan's Fairbrook Mix, and then this guy decided to, it was nearly midnight, decided to ring his bell and ride his bike right behind me, and I refused to get out of the way because you're not supposed to. I mean, it's not a case of you're not supposed to, it's actually illegal to ride your, not illegal in the sense of you'll be sent to jail, but illegal in the sense you'll be fined. And it's more than the highway code. It is actually illegal to ride on the pavements in this country unless it's marked, and it wasn't marked. And this guy was arguing that it was his right to ride on the pavements, and if I disagreed with him, I should jump out of the way, and if I disagreed with him, I must be police or something. It's like, right, okay. He's also claiming he didn't know the rules, which is true. Obviously, visitors to this country wouldn't necessarily know the rules, and he was obviously a student or from his accent, he wasn't actually local, but he might be local, but he was claiming he wasn't from around here. He wasn't, and it was all very strange. It was like, well, I'm telling you, it's illegal, and it was like, still get out of the way. Such is London for you. This is the reason why I flee to the coast occasionally, just to get away. So, as I say, we'll start with songs about the, or to do with the News International, the horrible thing, which actually, now we've had recent events have kind of hopefully not put News International and Rupert Murdoch off the hook, but it's possible, as their news is always, it's always a classic thing. It's every day something else comes along, and if something else big comes along, oh, surprise, surprise, it all drops off the radar. And things like privatising the NHS and getting rid of libraries have been slipped under the radar on these bad news days. So it's very, 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 very dodgy that people do that with Spin. But yes, so it's all about the fact that News International were hacking the phones of, allegedly, 9/11 survivors, people who were... people were coming back from Iraq, the parents of soldiers that died, murdered teenagers, well, during the investigation, which affected the investigation, gave the families false hope, and as well as various celebrities and the royals, as we've already known. And it was, yeah, and so it's caused the closure of the News of the World, which is a paper here that's been published for 168 years, and it's also got rid of the Sky B deal, and it really looks, things look bad for, or did look bad for Rupert Murdoch, and loads of people have resigned, including several members of the Met, heads of the Met, because it was also uncovered there was lots of bribery going on, bribery for information, and it looks really dodgy. And it's, you know, if it keeps going, and certainly if other things come out, it could threaten the Prime Minister. So it's not a kind of, as it was before, a sort of a minor thing, which was like a couple of celebrities complaining their phones have been hacked. It was rather more serious than that, actually, when they're hacking ministers and people a little bit more in the public eye. So here I'm going to play News of the World, The Jam. We'll be right back.
one's hiding in the bushes with a telephoto lens, while their editor assures them the means justifies the ends. 'Cause we only hunt celebrities, it's just a bit of fun, but Scousers never buy the Sun. While the parents of the missing girl cling desperately to hope, a copper takes improper payments in a thick brown envelope, and no one in the newsroom asks where's this headline from. Scousers never buy the Sun. Tabloids make their money betting bullshit baffles brains, and they cynically hold up their hands if anyone complains. And they say, look, all we're doing is giving people what they want. Well, they're crying out for justice, people crying out for justice. And the man they call the digger casts a proprietary eye over what happens in the gutter and what goes on in the sky. And he claims he's fit and proper, and the watchdog sings his song. The Scousers never buy the Sun. International executives, they hang their head in shame and tell us with their hands on heart that the paper boy's to blame. But you who love that kiss and tell, you must bear some guilt as well. Scousers never buy the Sun. Tabloids making millions betting bullshit baffles brains, and they cynically hold up their hands if anyone complains. And they say, all we're doing is giving people what they want. Well, they're crying out for justice, people crying out for justice. Down to sup with the devil and his minions, and they ask for his opinions. And the politicians wring their hands and cry, what's to be done? But Scousers never buy the Sun. No one comes out looking good when all is said and done. The Scousers never buy the Sun. It says here the unions will never learn. It says here that the economy's on the upturn. And it says here we should be proud that we are free, and our free press reflects our democracy. Those praying voices on the right of the house are echoed down the street of shame, where politics mix with bingo and tits in a strictly money and numbers game, where they offer you a feature on stockings and suspenders next to a call for stiffer penalties for sex offenders. It says here that this year's prince is born. It says here, do you ever wish that you were better informed? And it says here that we can only stop the rot with a large dose of law and order.
any chance you'd have showed sharp shock. If this does not reflect your view, you should understand those who own the papers also own this land. And they'd rather you believed in Coronation Street capers in the war of circulation in sales newspapers. Could it be an infringement of the freedom of the press to print pictures of women in states of undress? Wake up to the fact that your paper is Tory. Just remember, there are two sides to every story.
Thank you.
I used to think that I could seize the world's imagination and show the possibilities for rapid transformation. I saw a nation in decay, but also a solution. Permanent cultural revolution! I played my protest songs, the press applauded me. Rolled out the red carpet and parted the Red Sea. But the petty bourgeois Philistines stayed away. They prefer their artists to have nothing much to say. How did I spend my time on earth? Not can be revealed. I was a Maoist intellectual in the entertainment field. Showed the people how they lived and told them it was bad. Showed them the insanity inside the bureaucrat and the archetypes and stereotypes that were my stock and trade. Toppled all the ivory towers that privilege had made. Although I tried to change your mind, I never tried your patience. All I tried to do was to point out your exploitations. But the powers that be took this to be a personal insult and refused to help me build my personality cult. I spend my time on earth, and what on earth was it to me? I was an intellectual in the music industry. I left the normal world behind and started living in a hinterland between disillusion and self-discipline. I burned the midnight oil to change my way of seeing, like a miner at the cold face of meaning. The rich despised the songs I wrote, which told the poor their worth, told the shy to speak, told the meek to take the earth. But my downfall came from being three things the working classes hated: agitated, organized, and overeducated. How did I spend my time on earth? Ha! Bring me a witness. I was a Maoist intellectual in the entertainment business. How was I treated in this world and in this industry as a Maoist intellectual in business would be? Good evening. Please come in. Yes, nice to see you. What a delight. Pleasure. Please come in. Yes, lovely. Can I help you with that? And, oh, hello. Nice to see you again. Beautiful. Lovely. I became a hotel doorman. Yes, nice to see you again. Please, you're an honor. Stood there on their doormat, clutching my forgotten discs in their forgotten format. I tried to hand them out to all the stars that sauntered in, to all the ones who hadn't been like me, who hadn't drifted thin. I gave up ideology the day I lost my looks. I never found a publisher for my ripple red books. And when I die, the energy released from my frustration was nearly enough for incarnation. But if I live my life again, the last thing I would be is a Maoist intellectual in the music industry. If I could live my life again, I think I'd like to be the man whose job is to stop the men who think like me. Yes! If I could live my life again, that'd be the thing to be. The man who pops the stumbling blocks of the other life. Hey! Hey!
myself a mobile home. So I wish you could get some enjoyment out of being alone. No one could say that she was left up on the shelf. It's you and me against the world, kid, she mumbled to herself.
Things that I might say that might get in your way, but that's not debunk, debunk, bug. Say what? I repeat, debunk, debunk, bug. Repeat, debunk, debunk, bug. You got it. Funk, funk, freak, freak, the funk, the funk, funk. Freak, freak, the funk, the funk, funk, the freak, the funk, the funk, funk. Sit up. Freak, freak, the funk, the funk, funk, freak, freak, the funk, the funk, funk. Say what? I freak, freak, the funk, the funk, funk, freak, freak, the funk, the funk, funk. You got it.
Deserving end up with the most. The cream will always rise to the top. Well, I say shit floats. And if you heard of it then, well, you better think again. Bluntly put, in the simplest of terms, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world.
Cunts are still running the world.
Still running the world. Now the working classes are obsolete. They are surplus to society's need. Let them all go kill each other, or go get a maid overseas. That's the word, don't you know, from the men who are running the show. That's the way it goes, boys and girls. Cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running.
Still running.
Cunts, 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 cunts. I'm still running.
hope you enjoyed that bit of Kiki and Herb. Of course, covering the Jarvis Cocker's Cunts Are Still Running the World. I didn't bother to put a sort of swearing thing in front of that because if you've listened to the show long enough, all three of you, whoever's listening, it's you're used to it. So, ha. If not, that's how we do things around here. Then before that was that section turned into a little bit of a Billy Bragg commenting section. I love Billy Bragg before some of his things seem to comment on the whole thing. So you had Billy Bragg doing an amazing funky falsetto version. Well, it's the original version of Won't Talk About It by Beats International, which was sampling. I didn't realise this until I listened to a lot of Festive 50 John Peel things. I have them always on my pod and I just sort of rotate them. And Levi Stubbs Tears came on by Billy Bragg, a track I'd not really heard before. And I heard the guitar, I went, ah, I've heard that before. So, yes, it was sampled or recreated from. So, obviously, they got him to do the vocal. Then they re-recorded it with Lindy Layton. And I don't know, initially I was disappointed the album version wasn't the single version. There was a single version with Lindy Layton on, and they re-released it or something. But actually, I prefer the Billy Bragg version now. It's just, it's not the kind of... He has quite a soft voice. When he isn't doing the... when he isn't doing, you know, that sort of... I don't know how to describe it. That's sort of in our working party, you know. I don't know. I can't do it. But you know, is that sort of the voice he does in It Says Here, which was the track one before that. Yeah, that's the one that gets parried. But actually, he has quite a soft voice, and has written quite a few songs that other people have covered. You might not know, like Dubstar, Since Swithin's Day, is one of his. You know, and I didn't realise that. So then before that was I Was a Marriage Intellectual by Kiki and Herb. It's a cover, of course. Both those Kiki and Herb tracks are from Live at the Knitting Factory, which I paid for a download specifically so I could rip some of the tracks, which is a bit naughty, but it's only available on DVD. You can't get the soundtrack or anything. But it's I love Kiki and Herb, and their covers are the best. There's not many of their things I've actually done. It's just where the original is better. They're a bit like Johnny Cash in that regard. How to describe Kiki and Herb? Well, it's supposed to be a couple of sort of an aging cabaret singer and a gay Jew retard, as they describe Herb, and it's very alternative cabaret. And what brought cabaret back, and Justin Vivian Bond, who played Kiki, is now everywhere and is doing sort of a more kind of serious stuff. But I really miss Kiki and Herb. I would love to have seen them live. And they kind of push the barrier on like taste. And I mean, them singing Cunts repeatedly is minor. They do jokes about John Bennett Ramsey and shagging Jesus Christ and stuff like that. So it's the stories are as good as the music as well. Kiki does all these stories in between about them being 2,000 years old and stuff like that. It's hard to describe. I'll just check them out. Then. And that, of course, is a cover. I Was a Marriage Intellectual is a cover of Momus track, which I didn't know about. I had to check. This is the point, is they do covers of tracks that you don't necessarily know, and you have to go and run off and check, and they're usually quite sort of indie, rare stuff. Not always. They're most famous for their cover of Total Eclipse of the Heart and also Running Up That Hill. But they do it in a very special way, but also they do songs you won't necessarily know, and also they medley and mash them together, so they're very applicable to some of the mashup world as well, because they'll quite happily just switch into another track, you know, and do like whole medleys. I did like a medley on that Knitting Factory DVD of Heroin going into Creep, going into Walk on the Wild Side, Creep, and then Jesus Loves Me. It's like this sort of. And even they do little musical jokes and little sides just with the piano or for a second and then go back again. It's all very clever. The Momus track is I don't know if it's about Billy Bragg, but it makes me think of Billy Bragg, which I put it in there. That and it's sort of, I don't know, the words I prefer that it's the original, but the words are very appropriate to some of us who have strong political thoughts and strong political things and do work around that in the creative sphere, and it's the irony of being the what's the word? The fly in the wound? That doesn't make sense. You know, to be the real sort of salt in the wound of the whole thing, but then the thing itself is, you know, it's like, well, why are you involved in that? And a lot of pop stars have that very sort of dichotomy, that's the word, of being alternative and alternative politics, but then they're trying to sell records. It's a strange combination. And yes, I think the lyrics partly mean something personal, but also it's quite funny. Then before that was I checked out Momus and I realised that Wendy Carlos sued him for $22 million for doing a song about her where she went back in time and married her male self, and it's quite a sweet song. It's not silly. It's silly but not nasty, and yeah. Eventually he had to pay her 30,000 legal fees. She won, but they went and reached an agreement. But it's all just like, Wendy Carlos, I'm not sure she has a very good sense of humour. Then before that was, it says here, the alternate version from Brewing Up with Billy Bragg. I bought that off iTunes. That's his 1982 or 3, maybe 4 actually. But yeah, that's his take on Hips Like News of the World. And then before that was a modern track he did in 2011 called Never By the Sun, which is still available free on his website or his SoundCloud. It is floating out there, so have just Google Never By the Sun, or I might put a link in the show notes. And his video is very good as well. There's a live video of him doing it, then recorded in his Dorset Mansion. It's even got those little digs that he always gets in there, actually. Those little ironic digs back. He has a good sense of humour, Billy Bragg. He comes across as a bit of a political bore, but he's not. Listen to his songs. He does very beautiful love songs, and also not all of his songs are political, which I didn't realise for a long time until I started listening to, you know, the Peel stuff and started hearing his other tracks. Of course, I knew about New England Swithin's Day, but it's kind of like he does really good songs, and he's a good songwriter. I think it's very underrated because and then before that was the jam with Never By the Sun, and the background you're hearing Couldn't Love You More by John Martin. This is off One Other World. I don't know if it's official or not, but it's the sort of outtakes of the One World album, which you might hear in future. I've been going through a John Martin kick via Nick Drake. That's Nick Drake's song, which you might hear later on. And you'll hear more John Martin later on, actually. But when I was walking through the cliffs, that seems the most appropriate music. And so you will hear, and talking about cliffs, we are going to the cliffy section. Yes, can't you hear the bird song? Actually, you can't, anyway. So I'm going to start with, very appropriately, though rather strangely, this is Little Roy with Dive, and yes, it's a Nirvana dub cover.
Sideburns. I'm starting to unravel. Heard my heartbeat on a downhill. I counted 18 on my pulse as Kareni Church struck 3 for 3 o'clock. What else? What else? said 12 years in retirement. The hours go by like sips of water. The record lies unbroken, and no doubt it's white flour in my diet. It's going to be the death of me. Sweet drum roll for those embittered big ideas. Such a waste of all that I had. You mentioned bats in the attic, so now you're lifting off the tiles to get around those conservation rules. I'm locked down in the basement. I'm hanging upside down. Gag across my mealy mouth, and how I'll laugh out loud about that when I read your simple novel that uses all our real names. And go make yourself a fortune. There's nothing left for us than us left dangling, just a little shame. Such a waste of all that we have, and it's such a waste of all that we have, and it's such a waste of all that we have. Such a waste of all that we have, and it's such a waste of all that I am.
Found the rolling sea. watch it and cry. Bless the weather that brought you to me. Curse the storm that takes you away. Bless the weather that brought you to me. Curse the storm that takes you home. Wave after wave, I watched it just to watch it in time. Day after day. Takes you home. It's the weather that brought you to me. Cause the storm that takes you away. Pain after pain I stood in just to see how it would feel. Rain after rain I stood in just to make it. Takes you away.
sun's around my shoulders, rolling home. I feel it getting colder. In my eye the birds cry, crying to the land. While beneath my feet the ship flies, flying to the sand. Rolling home, thoughts returning, thoughts of what I told her. Thoughts returning, thoughts as I get older. In my mind I hear her crying, crying in the wind. In my mind I hear her crying, tears they wheel and spin. Rolling home, I'm rolling home.
Enjoyed that. That hopefully very Cliff-tastic. Cliff! Marine-based Sieg something. You heard Rolling Home by John Martin, and in the background you're hearing in the instrumental version of Smiling Stranger by John Martin as well, from his One World album. But that one is from London Conversation, which is John Martin's first album. I think it's his first album. Was it second album? I can't remember. I think it's his first album. Obviously, all the sort of very trendy sitar stylings. I think it was recorded something like 67 or 68 or 69, but yeah, late 60s. Then before that was Vapor Trails by Grouper. Grouper, I think it's from Sheffield, I think. not sure. But that's from AIA Alien Observer, which I think is a double album of Alien Observer and another album. Very wonderful, beautiful sort of ambient, sort of shoegazy vocals, but from this year. Then before that was Dick Mills from Seascape, which is from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and that's something from the 70s. Then before that, that was definitely, well, certainly those two tracks, and Running Home. Actually, ironically, as I was walking home on the cliffs towards Hastings, came on while I was out and about. Whereas before was Beirut by The Riptide, which is from their album, which is also called The Riptide. And they're sort of random. I've heard a lot about Beirut. Everyone goes on about Beirut, blah, blah, blah. And I've only recently checked them out, and I quite like the album. It's a bit samey, but certainly I like that track. And again, I don't think that came on. It might have come on when I was walking out. I'm not exactly sure. But it does remind me of walking along the cliffs. Then before that was Bats in the Attic by King Creosote and John Hopkins from Diamond Mine. That's been nominated for a Mercury Award. Yay! So has Everything, as played on the programme. And Adele, unfortunately. That's for the fact that she's broken America and is still alive and Amy isn't. Yes, more about that in the next show. But the... Yes, who else is nominated? Strangely Wild, well, not so strangely, Wild Beasts, because the album is not as good as the first two, which is annoying. Well, it is a good album, but it's very, very kind of samey. So, yes, it's not as good as you would their previous two. You also got Elbow, yeah. I don't hate Elbow, it's just they produce the same album again and again and again and again and again and again and again, and until they learn how to do a decent album, which was How to Build a Rocket, or whatever it's called. No, not Build a Rocket Boys, what was the one before? The one I'll seldom see Kid. Build a Rocket Boys is the new one. And now they're copying that album. you've also got James Blake. Who actually could win that, I suppose. KZB, which is alright, a bit poppy for me. She has a moment. Metronomy, yes, as we heard at the start of the show, I hope they win it. PJ Harvey, very good album. Again, that would be worthy of winning it. Tiny Temper. I don't know Ghost Poet, I probably should do. Anna Calvi, again, I think I heard the odd thing. Interesting. Gwilym Simcock, I think is the... I forget, is that the jazz one? But yeah, it's kind of interesting. But I hope Everything, or Metronomy, or Not Elbow, King Creosote win it. That would be wonderful. Then before that was, again, John Martin, Bless the Weather, from his Bless the Weather album. I like that for the Tanya, it's the singing songs to the sea, which is what I do when I walk and there's no one around. I sing songs to the sea. Then before that was... actually, I think I got the wrong way around. That was Bless the Weather, then The Riptide, then Bats in the Attic. I'm getting this totally wrong. Then before that was... Before Bats in the Attic was Insane Adventure Poem. That was a really mad one. That was by Golden Disco Ship. I can't tell you much about them, apart from it was on a City Splits... City Splits number one Berlin. I can't remember if that's the name of the record company is. I think the record label is City Splits, but I forget. But the I don't really know. But I actually got that for the Jasmine and Machina songs. So Gold Disco Shit was sort of, well, obviously it's a split album, and I was like, ooh, again listening on the cliffs, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Then before that was Street Light by John Mouse. That reminds me of a very rainy. Or slightly rainy. Margate. Margate is the... Well, I also walked from Margate to Broadstairs, which is not very long, although I did it across the coast, which is about 6-7 miles rather than 2 miles inland. And Margate is the seaside town they remembered to close down. It is surprisingly all dead, I mean, even this time of year. I suppose it was Sunday, but it wasn't late on Sunday. It was all closed, and it looks like it's been closed for good. Which is a bit sad, really. Margate obviously you've got Broadstairs, it's much nicer, and Morwick's possibility of being was the original seaside town, well, for common mortals, and it seems to have gone to real terminal decline since the 60s and not really survived it, which is other places have been picking up, so very, very strange. And that reminds me of wandering that album, John Mouse's album, wandering along the the semi, well, very run down seafront towards the Lido, which is very, very run down, and listening to that and the album. Then before that was the Turn on the Sun Again, which I agree with. Where is the sun gone? Come back, please. By the Real Tuesday World. Again, that just popped into my iPod. I think that's when I was doing the walk from over Beachy Head to Cookmehaven. Again, that was a very cloudy day. Although it was very warm, actually. Despite, it would have been a lot warmer if there hadn't been cloud. But it's interesting that actually I still managed to, you know, to be very warm and without the the sun, the direct sun. And then at the start was Little Roy with Dive, which I bought. It's from a album which is Sliver and Dive, sort of a double single of him just covering Nirvana tracks, which I don't know if he's got, I've got a suspicion he's doing an album of them. I hope so. I think he is. I look forward to that. It's out yet, because I bought that a while ago. It might actually come out. I'll have to check that. But no, I wouldn't. There's not enough dub versions of Nirvana. There are dub versions of Pink Floyd, but not Nirvana. And talking of dub, the One World album this backing's from was actually produced by Lee Scratch Perry. I'll probably talk about it more in the next show where I play another track, but it was actually recorded by a lake. It was recorded outside, so you get these really sort of strange sounds coming in of birds on the lake. It's wonderful. So it kind of fits in the sort of the watery thing by osmosis. So this is the end of Radio Clash. You can find out more by going to www.radioclashblog.com or emailing me at tim@radioclashblog.com. Now coming up, we have we got Linda Mills is visiting, so hopefully I'll see her. I've just seen David from Seattle pop over, which some of the, I don't know if I mentioned him when we was over in San Francisco in 2006 is when I last saw him. So it's good to see him. And yes, Linda Mills podcast is coming over, so hopefully I'll see her. And coming up later in August, because it's the end of July, is James's stag do and wedding. So I'm actually going to go to a stag do, which is interesting. So it's probably the reason why I'm a little bit discombobulated on this this occasion. This would have been much more focused things, because I've just been dealing in the middle of this, interrupted by dealing about how we're going to get there and all that sort of stuff. So that's all kind of distracted my brain from the podcast, which is really annoying. So yes, it might be fun. I'm not going to say any more than that, just in case James is listening. I hope it's fun, he says through gritted teeth. Anyway, what is fun is Radio 1. Not Nick Drake. Nick Drake isn't fun, is he? Nick Drake, you go around the piano and sing the happy songs of Nick Drake. You don't have a cock any knees up with Nick Drake songs, do you? No. Which is one of the reasons why, even though I love melancholic songs, I avoided him, because he has a way of singing. I'm very sensitive to the way people sing. It's why I like certain people and I really hate others. They're not always, sometimes just the songs are shit. But he has very good songs, but he suffers from the same thing that Dylan and... it's not as bad as Dylan, but Dylan and to some extent Radiohead, although I do like Radiohead. But there's sort of that sort of... There's a certain sort of... folky singing voice he has, and it just drives me nuts. And I actually found a song which is posted by Eric Clapton in response to the whole Amy stuff, which again I'm going to talk about more in the next show, and he posted this track. And though Nick Drake isn't part of the 27 Club, he's actually was 26. You see, he just missed it by a few months. You see, he wasn't paying attention. But when he sort of committed suicide or overdosed or whatever on his antidepressants. But this is a song I actually like of his, which is rare, because, as I say, his voice usually drives me up the wall. Same thing with whatchamacallit from Arctic Monkeys, Alex. I really appreciate his songs, his lyrics are wonderful. He does wonderful pop songs, but his voice puts me off completely. So this is The Day Is Done, or Day Is Done, by Nick Drake, and I hope you all are well. And as I say, we've got another podcast, and another podcast as well. We have a 3-podcast special. I'm not sure we'll record them all at once. It depends if the tractor eats the playlist like it did before. Coming up, so yes, it's a summer special. I'll speak to you soon.
The day is done, down to earth and sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day is done, when the day is done, hope so much your race will be all wrong. Then you find to jump the gun, have to go back where you began. When the day is done, when the night is cold, some get by, but some get old, just to show life's not made of gold. When the night is cold, when the bird has flown, got no one to call your own, got no place to call your home. When the bird has flown, when the game's been fought, newspaper blown across the court, lost much sooner than you would have thought. Now the game's been fought. When the part is through, seems so very sad for you, didn't do the things you meant to do. Now there's no time to start anew. Now the part is through. When the day is done, down to earth and sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day